Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
With the start of the new year comes New Year resolutions. One of the most heard is to get into shape. Some individuals try yoga while others are invested in cardio. But the newest form of physical activity that's taking over the city of Soldotna is none other than pickleball. According to Brandon Mackey, the co-founder of Pickleheads, pickleball has been the fastest growing sport in America over the past 3 years. While the largest group who plays pickleball is ages 18 to 34, the age group that is growing most rapidly is 18 to 24.
Somewhere between 10 and 40 million people played in the U.S. last year, which would make it larger than tennis or basketball or golf by participation.
Searches for pickup games in the city of Soldotna have doubled over the past year, which Mackey says is pretty exciting. But while searches for pickleball courts are on the rise, there lies another difficulty. After all, it's hard to play without opponents to face. Mackey explains that part of the reason why Pickleheads was founded was for the sole purpose of helping individuals connect with other players, all while finding a court within the area. Hence, creating the website was the perfect way to solve both problems at once. From there, all it takes is learning the sport, making friends, and having some fun.
You can learn the game in a single timeout, unlike golf or tennis, where you might have to take months or years of lessons. And I think that's really motivating for people when they go out and can actually win their first time on the court. And number two is the social nature of the sport. Typically play in large formats where you're switching partners.
To look for a court to play some pickleball with friends, visit our website at radiokenai.com. An Anchor Point man has been issued a summons for firing a rifle across a road. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Troopers issued a court summons to an Anchor Point man on Saturday for shooting at a spruce hen from the road. A call came into State Troopers shortly before 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 20th, describing a male shooting from his vehicle at a spruce hen on Anchor River Road. According to a dispatch on the incident posted by AST to the Department of Safety's public website, 61-year-old Barry Teak of Anchor Point was reported to have a rifle barrel pointing out the driver's side window of his vehicle aimed across the roadway. Subsequent investigation resulted in state troopers issuing summonses to Teak for one count of misconduct involving weapons in the fourth degree, two counts of misconduct involving weapons in the third degree, one count of driving while having a license revoked, and one count of avoidance of ignition interlock device. Teak was also issued a citation for one count of hunting without a valid license in possession. State law prohibits shooting on from or across a road. As a matter of safety and courtesy, hunters should not discharge firearms except well away from roads. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai City Council met on Wednesday, January 17th, to determine if they would be approved to seek assistance from professional engineering services to fix some outdated streetlights within the city. The ordinance would allow the engineering service to conduct an assessment to identify deficiencies and direct future capital improvement projects. According to a memo, the council has been made aware of the aging street lighting infrastructure, which is approximately 40 to 50 years old and continues to be a challenge to maintain. The fiscal year 2025 capital improvement plan will include funding for the design and construction of a project to be identified within this assessment. If this ordinance were to be approved, it would ensure funding is directed towards the areas of greater needs, which could be taken from the general fund. The assessment could be funded for up to $80,000. The assessment would include a review of the existing electrical services and lighting control panels, light fixtures and poles, wiring conditions, and location. The hope is to get the project started in the summer or fall with the FY25 budget. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.